This is Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Corey. We're glad you're with us for this journey.
Welcome. I'm Father Alexis, and we are going to be reading through the Bible together. And I've got some friends that will be helping us. So let's get started.
And we're back with episode 245, back with Aurora, back with the Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids. I'm glad you're all with us today. Hey, Aurora, what are we reading today?
Luke chapter 4.
And our verses?
Verses 16 through 30.
Smashing! Let's get started.
So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then he closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, "Is this not Joseph's son?" He said to them, "You will surely say this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself. Whatever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in your country.'" Then he said, "Assuredly I say to you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you truly, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, and there was a great famine throughout all the land. But to none of them was Elijah sent except to Zarephath in the region of Zidon, to a woman who was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian." So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city. And they led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down over the cliff. Then, passing through the midst of them, he went his way.
Thank you, Aurora. Very nice. After Jesus was baptized and then tempted by the devil, Jesus returns to his home, the place where he grew up, Nazareth, to start his public ministry. It's now the right time to begin teaching the people and telling them about the kingdom of God. So Jesus goes to the synagogue in his town and teaches, but his teaching is different than other teachers. Other teachers explain and interpret the scriptures. Jesus fulfills the scriptures. That means that the things that are said in the Bible actually happen because of Jesus' words and actions. The people went to hear a teacher, but they discovered something much more. But even then, they wouldn't accept what he was saying. They had trouble believing that he was really a special person, since they thought they knew him really well. After all, he grew up in their town. Sometimes people who grow up in church have a similar way of thinking. They've grown up in the church, and they think they know everything about the church and about the things that Jesus taught and that the church teaches. But when a person thinks like this, they can't really hear what God is saying. It's never a good idea to say, "I know all about Jesus, and I don't need to learn anymore." That's what happened when Jesus taught in Nazareth. And sometimes it happens today, too. So let's not let that happen to us. So thanks, Aurora, for reading today. I'm Father Alexis. And remember, Christ is in our midst.
He is and ever shall be.
You've been listening to Daily Orthodox Scriptures for Kids with Father Alexis Quarry. You can always find us at dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. That's dailyorthodoxscriptures.com. This has been a listener-supported presentation of Ancient Faith Radio.